And we can hardly have Art Week without our maven of art, Annie Dugan. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. And it's my mom's birthday on Friday, so happy birthday, Bessie Dugan.
Happy birthday to her. That's fantastic. And now she's going, that kid. So we have already, you know, you've been seeing them for months. The folks that were running in Grandma's Marathon, you saw them out training. This week, you will see people training. You may or may not see them, but people will be training this week for the Park Point Art Fair.
They'll be
measuring wall space. There are some other things that they need to do to train. And we're coming to you as the expert to tell us how you can and should be getting in shape for the Park Point Art Fair.
Well, some people probably ran Grandma's so that they could participate in the Park Point Art Fair. It was like Grandma's was their training for the art fair.
Exactly. So you can spend a couple of days just walking around looking at art.
Right, exactly. Yes, and I would recommend, it is up for 2 days, and if you go one, I would recommend going both days, because I think that it's a nice thing to pace yourself, and what's great about being a local in Duluth is that you can go both days. You can be a little bit more relaxed about it, which is always the best way to enjoy art. So, you know, put on some sunscreen, pack some water, and go. I would recommend, you know, doing a loop through, a casual walk through, and then going back and really having conversations with artists that strike your eye. It's always sort of nice to look at the website beforehand to get a sense of the artists that are in the exhibition, but then going with an open mind, really going with, you know, okay, here are a few people that I want to make sure that I hit, but then also what are some booths that just sort of strike your interest, or you think, huh, that's something that I didn't expect to see, and then asking questions, and come with questions that are open-ended, so not yes or no answers, but questions like, what made you choose to work in this material? What do you find challenging about this material? What do you find wonderful and magical about the medium that you're working in? What strikes wonder and curiosity for you as an artist? How do you keep yourself going as an artist? Fairs are really hard for artists to do. A lot of the artists that'll be there this weekend are artists that travel the country with this. You know, how does that work? What is that like? You know, I think it's interesting to find, you know, artists are business people too, and so are a lot of the people going to these fairs. So it's really interesting to talk about things on a professional level. You know, how do you make it work? You know, all of those things I think are ways that you can bring sort of a deeper connection to the artwork that you're looking at by having this conversation with the artist. So
I would imagine that, like anything else, the more you know about it, first of all, the more fun it is. And the more that you collect art and accumulate art in your home, the more, you know, you, in a sense, you kind of have fewer options. I always find that myself. Now when I go to the library book sale, I got it already, whatever. However, I still encourage people. I don't know if there's a lot of people in our area that buy art for some kinds of highfalutin reasons, but my sense is, assuming that you can afford it, and your family can still eat and pay the mortgage, if something strikes you to the heart, bring it home.
Oh, right, absolutely. Because you're going to keep looking at it, and you're going to keep wondering about it, and you're going to keep that connection to it. So, and you know, and if you stop, that's fine too. You can make space for more art.
Don't galleries and museums like the Tweed, like the Duluth Art Institute, I mean, they rotate collections in and out.
Absolutely. Yep.
So there you go.
Exactly. So you can, and, you know, you can rotate where something hangs. You know, if you see it every day in the living room, it's going to mean something different to you in the library or in the kids' playroom than it does or in your bedroom than it does in the, you know, so it's always fun to sort of, when you bring a new piece home, think, oh, how does it interact with these? You know, how can I refresh my whole collection with this new piece? Maybe bring something into the office and make your coworkers happy as well. That's always nice to do. And actually, I should say, you know, going back to our beginning discussion of walking, you can pregame the Park Point Art Fair with the Downtown Arts Walk, because the Downtown Arts Walk is turning one this year. So it has been in effect the final Friday of the month. There has been 12 final Fridays in Duluth Downtown Arts District, and this Friday is a big celebration of that collective attention to wanting to have some sort of an arts walk. In a lot of different communities, with the kind of energy that we have around the arts, has this sort of expected time where people can just know that galleries are open in the evening and that they can go and enjoy them. And this consortium of galleries got together, galleries and art exhibition spaces that show arts, decided, you know what, we need to do a concerted effort to try and get people to realize, you know, just the wealth and the rich depth that we have in arts downtown. So they got together a year ago. They said, all right, we'll probably get like 5 galleries. I think they got 25, spaces, I should say, because architecture firms participate, coffee company participate, all these different places.
Now, you're not actually going to get to see any of the Park Point Art Fair, but you will be
until Saturday,
but you will actually kind of be stretching your art chops a little bit, and you'll be ready to go. All right,
exactly.
Excellent.
You make an entire weekend out of it.
All right, fantastic. Annie, thanks a million for joining us as usual, and we'll talk to you again next week. How's that grab you?
That sounds fabulous. Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on Northland Morning.